I'm Melly O'Brien. I'm the host of the Deep Resilience podcast. And in this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you the right tools, skills, and insights that you need to stay mentally strong, no matter what life is throwing your way right now. I'm here to support you, coach you, and comfort you as you navigate through the hard times of your life. Hey, beautiful friends. I hope you're doing well wherever you're tuning in from. I'm doing well. In this moment, I am a little tired and really still inside, and I've been feeling like that quite a bit lately. We are transitioning into winter here in Australia in about a week, right? When the rest of the world is going into summer, we're heading into winter, but that energy is well and truly here. The days are shorter. It's cold already. We're having cups of teas and fires and wearing our big jumpers. And, you know, there's also an energetic kind of tone of slowing down and sleeping longer and more stillness, less busyness. And it's interesting because it's a time in my business and also in my personal life where there's a similar kind of thing happening where it's a slowing down. Some of you will already know this, but recently I let everyone know that I'm running the last ever Headstrong cohort and the doors are closing forever. So Headstrong was my 8-week program, and that was always a beta program for me to take a couple of hundred people through, get lots of feedback, refine my ideas and distill some of my teaching methods. And it's been a beautiful journey, but it's time for the doors to close. And I am also closing Mental Strength School, which is my membership product. And I'm going into dark mode for a little while I finish creating some really, really special offerings for later in the year. So stay tuned for that. My book is going to be coming out in Australian spring. So your fall, if you're on the other side of the world. And from there, I'm going to have a lot of really special offerings to share that center around this new work that I'm really committed to. I've been working on the Deep Resilience Method for a couple of years now, and it's now ready to fly. And I've never felt so aligned in what I'm doing. It really feels like the culmination of many years of doing this work. And I'm really, really, really excited to share it with everybody. Today, I want to share with you or explore with you this concept of being normal and how it can affect our lives. Because when I'm working with a lot of clients and I'm working in retreats and on courses, I see that this idea is one of those ideas that we sometimes don't really realize is in the backwaters of our mind, but can really affect our ability to live with agency and authenticity. And it can also cause a lot of self-doubt and shame and depression and feelings of isolation and unworthiness and not belonging. So it's one of those things that we don't want to be flying behind the radar in our consciousness. So when we talk about, you know, this concept of being normal, I remember when I was a child, I remember this conversation I had with my mom one day, and I was saying to her, I just want a normal family. There was, you know, conflict in the house, and, you know, my brothers and I were fighting, and, you know, mum might have been yelling at us or something like that was going on. And I was just so in anguish in wishing that we could be like the Brady Bunch on TV. And we so weren't. And the gap between the reality that I was living in and the reality that I thought was how it's supposed to be, how we were supposed to be as a family, caused me intense anguish. It was really a cause for a lot of inner turmoil for me at the time. It was a repeating for a little while. That conversation went on with my mum quite a bit. I'm sure it caused her as much anguish as it did me. The point of this exploration is, you know, that source of anguish in me as a child may have just been a childlike, innocent wish But this idea of trying to be normal is something that really affects many of us in many different dimensions, whether it's we feel like our bodies aren't normal or our lives aren't normal or something about our personality or whatever, that we don't fit in, that we're not worthy, that we're not normal, that we're not enough in some way. So I just want to start right here up front and just say there's no such thing as normal. The most normal thing in the world is kind of to be a weirdo. I've never met a normal person in my life, like somebody who's just this average, perfectly fits in with status quo person that doesn't feel like in some way, shape or form, they're not normal either. So there's no such thing as normal. And if we can start to celebrate the diversity and uniqueness that we all have, we can really live our lives with much more joy and agency and authenticity. So I want to start here by just owning some things that are not normal about me, which I have struggled with and felt shame or some kind of stress about in the past. First, I decided not to have kids. I have a cat. I really love my cat. And I sometimes feel like that, you know, that's something that I felt worried about what people would think about me, even though the reality is I'm really happy with my decision. I don't also like working normal jobs. I really prefer being in my own business, so I often don't fit in with what my friends are doing. I'm terrible at maths, like really, really bad at maths. I can't overstate how bad I am at maths enough. I like to spend a lot of time alone in nature, being still, and that feels really different from a lot of people. I've always felt a really strong sense of a loving, peaceful energy emanating from all natural things, a very strong spiritual sense. And you could call it a spiritual sense. I don't know. That's the word that I'm choosing to use now. I've always been able to access a kind of deep place of peace within myself. And I feel quite weird talking about it. I can feel really isolated because of that, because when I've tried to share this kind of very, very special part of my life with others, it always seems just to feel really awkward and they can't relate and I feel abnormal. I also have a weird habit of biting my lip. I also can't cook very well and I eat very plainly. When I hear really good dance music, I feel totally overtaken by it and I dance my heart out until my feet pulse and I and get really sore. And if the music doesn't stop, I find it really hard to sit down. I struggle with certain people in my life, and I've also been a person other people have struggled with for at least two people in the past couple of years. At least two people have probably found me to be a very difficult person. I still struggle with self-doubt and a strong inner critical voice, despite being a mental health educator. And I feel pretty neurodivergent. I did very, very badly in normal schools. I don't know if I have ADHD or if I'm just a contemplative type person. I sometimes wonder if I would have been better placed in a monastery or an ashram, or if there was some kind of contemplative studies at school that would have been good for me, but I couldn't really learn in that particular environment and that system felt very, very stifling for me. However, after I left school, I immediately went on a massive learning binge that never, ever stopped. I'm always reading and studying and doing more courses. I've usually read five books at once. I'm studying the things that matter to me. So there you go. There's some ways in which I am not normal and that I've struggled with those things. They're things that I feel strange about at times that don't fit into the status quo. And so what about you? Are there things that you feel sometimes a bit of shame around or a bit of uncomfortableness or stress or sadness around, or you struggle with them in some way, not because they're there, but because they don't compare to your concept of what you're supposed to be, what's normal? just take a moment to maybe contemplate that for yourself. It can be really useful to bring these things out into the light of day. Just see them clearly. So this is an exploration that you can continue after this podcast. You might like to journal or talk to somebody or just have a contemplation. The gem, if you will, that I want to leave all of us with today is that every time that we feel like we're comparing ourselves or judging ourselves up against this yardstick of what our concept of normal is, whether it's having two kids and a dog or having a certain kind of intelligence or looking a certain way, having a certain kind of body, having a certain income, choosing a certain way of living, whatever it is, it's our diversity, it's our uniqueness, it's our authenticity that makes life so beautiful and rich. And so by dropping this judgment about how we're supposed to be, we can allow ourselves to just be exactly as we are, meeting ourselves with compassion and understanding and enjoyment as well. Each of us has our own unique gifts and talents to share with the world and our own unique way of living. So none of us is normal. And normal is a really tiny, cramped little box to live in. My invitation to you and to all of us is to feel free this week to break out of that cramped box, that cramped concept of normal, and to really embrace non-normalness as a way of being and to really practice stepping into your full self-expression, your full authenticity, and at the same time, embracing, enjoying, and celebrating the uniqueness, the diversity, and the beauty of others. I hope this episode was helpful for you and helps you to really enrich your life in the week ahead. I look forward to being with you again on the next episode. Until then, stay strong and take care. If you know someone who you think might benefit from listening to this episode, share it with them. Sharing it could really help them to feel better and improve the quality of their life. And if you found this episode helpful, remember to subscribe to this podcast so that you can receive more tips on growing your inner strength and keep practicing along with us every week. And if you'd like some more support in becoming mentally, emotionally, and spiritually stronger, come check out the offerings I have to support you on my website at melieobryan.com. As well as coaching and course options, I also have a bunch of free resources for you, including a free deep resilience care package, which you can begin to use right away to get some immediate relief from stress and suffering, improve your resilience and mental well-being, and help you navigate whatever you're going through with more wisdom, skill, and confidence. You can find the links for all of that in the show notes. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care and stay strong.